My name is Taylor. I'm in a class called Global Scholars that focuses on global competency worldwide. Currently, we are researching all aspects related to poverty in our world. Today, I will be speaking about the direct relationship between poverty and malaria. Malaria is a disease caused by a parasite that is carried and passed through mosquitoes. If infected, you will experience fever, chills, and flu-like illness, and if untreated, even death. Targeted areas of malaria are Africa, Central and South America, Southern Asia, and the South Pacific. I will be focusing on how malaria affects poverty-struck and low-income areas of Africa. What my topic centers on is how people in poverty in those targeted areas of the world cannot afford the proper equipment to prevent the transmission of the disease. Prevention of the disease includes proper clothing, such as long-sleeve shirts and pants, bed nets, and the malaria vaccination. According to the New York Academy of Sciences, every year there are between 300 million and 500 million cases of malaria worldwide, and more than 1 million people die from the disease, most of them children younger than 5 years old. These childhood deaths constitute somewhere between 20 and 25% of child mortality in Africa. Today, the amount of malaria infections has decreased in most countries worldwide due to improvements in housing and nutrition, but in Africa, the people still struggle. They cannot afford to make the house improvements and cannot afford more food, no less healthy food. The amount of malaria-related deaths in Africa has been steadily rising since 1970. This is due to the weakening of their economic systems. According to the New York Academy of the Sciences, per capita gross national product for sub-Saharan Africa declined by 44.3% between 1960 and 1999. According to the World Bank, malaria deaths in Africa rose from roughly 100 to 160 per 100,000 over the same period. Sub-Saharan Africa holds the biggest burden. The tropical climate is favorable to the transmission of malaria. The link between the two are profound, yet complex. According to the New York Academy of Sciences, poverty sustains the conditions where malaria thrives, and malaria impedes economic growth and keeps communities in poverty. With a potential dual causation between poverty and malaria, where poor households experience high malaria prevalence, that in turn maintains them in poverty, these households are trapped in reinforcing cycles. When people cannot get out of extreme poverty, the probability that they will be infected by the disease instantly increases in Africa. Poverty is a huge cause of malaria. The economic cost of malaria at a household level is very disappointing because the huge gap between how much poorer people spend versus the amount richer people spend. It has been shown that the characteristics of the wall construction are associated with malaria prevalence. Preventative measures such as insecticide-treated bed nets are unaffordable to the poorest if they must pay for them. According to the New York Academy of Sciences, household expenditure on malaria includes out-of-pocket expenses in transportation, consultation fees, drugs, and the cost of subsistence in a distant health facility. These costs may be prohibitive to poor families, so they would postpone seeking care in hope that the sick will get better, or they might give up seeking care altogether. The poorest people often have limited access to health services, particularly in rural settings. There are financial barriers to access, but also geographical barriers, because they tend to live in remote areas. Also, people who migrate from rural areas to urban cities generally settle in poorly constructed houses in highly populated and undeveloped areas, and bring along their traditional rural practices that may favor mosquito breeding. Poor nutritional status and health conditions are often contributing factors in making these epidemics more severe. Malaria can also be a cause of poverty. In many areas of rural Africa, where most people are engaged in subsistence agriculture, time lost to work because of malaria can mean less food for consumption. Protein-energy malnutrition, in turn, is associated with greater malaria morbidity and mortality. Households most often cope with direct costs by mobilizing cash reserves and savings, selling livestock, or receiving gifts from other households. These strategies can have negative implications, influencing household ability to withstand other contingencies in their future. Controlling malaria amongst your family can be extremely costly and can ultimately put middle-class family into poverty or a lower-class family into extreme poverty. Malaria is a crisis connecting to poverty and vice versa. Leaders of all nations should develop a more specific way to target and exterminate the problem at hand so that it can no longer hurt those that cannot handle the disease's consequences.